Das hat aber sich nicht mehr so verschlagen, wenn man heute sagt, dass Nazir darf Samach. Sagt die Mishnah, a Nazir became Suffolk Tommy from a mace and a Suffolk confirmed Tzaira may eat Kachem after 60 days and may drink wine and become Tommy to a mace after 120 days. This is because the shaving of a Tzaira overrides the Isra of a shaving for a Nazir only when he's definitely a Tzaira, not when he's a Suffolk Tzaira. So because of that, he can't shave right away and then 7 days later. He has to wait for after 30 days when maybe the Naziris is over. Then he can first shave once for Tzaira, then another 30 days when again maybe the Naziris is over. Then he can the second time for Tzaira, etc. As we explained earlier a few days ago. Zakhtamar Brysis says, this was said regarding Naziris that was made for a term of 30 days. However, if the Naziris was for a period of a year, he would first be allowed to eat Kachem after 2 years and would be allowed to drink wine and become tummy to a mace first after 4 years. Brysis says, the Nazir in the above cases shaves his head four times. Number one, at the first shaving, he brings the birds needed for a Metzaira's first shavings, a bird chatos, in case he's tummy, and that's all he was, is tummy, and an animal oil, in case he was not tummy or not a Metzaira either. Number two, at the second shaving, he brings a bird chatos and an animal oila. At the third shaving, number three, he brings a bird chatos and an animal oila. And number four, the fourth, at that point he's done everything, he only brings the karbanis of a tahar nazir. Mar says, when he brings the birds needed for a Metzaira's first shavings, a bird chatos and an animal oila at the first shavings, he is for sure bringing the proper things, as it can be explained like this. If he's truly Metzaira and not a tummy mace, then the birds have to be brought. The bird chatos that's brought anyway is not eaten because it's a brought suffix, the one that's brought for Tomei, and therefore that could be brought. And the oila, he says, if it's not ready for the bringing the oila because he's really not a Tardik and Nazir, then it's just brought as an Adava. He cannot shave again for 7 days because it may be that he's not a Metzaira. If he's not a Metzaira but is truly Tomei Mace, the bird Chatas is properly brought. The Metzaira birds are anyway not offered in the Azara, so there's no problem of bringing Chulun Azara, and the oila will be considered an Adava. If he's truly not a Metzaira or Tomei Mace, and there's no issue with the Metzaira birds because it's not Chulun Azara, there's no issue with the bird Chatos because we said it can be brought to Suffolk, and the oila is brought for the Nazir obligation and allows him to shave his head. Fekamar Metzaira must bring an Asham as well, so when is that brought? Mar says only Rabbi Shimon would say that an Asham is brought in the case of Suffolk, because the problem is that it decreases the if you bring it betnai, then you bring it as a shlomim, which would decrease the time that you're allowed to eat the shlomim because you're treating it as the chumra between a shlomim and Asham. But our Brisa follows the Rabbanon who say that an Asham cannot be brought in that case. The Gemara explains, when he shaves the second and third times, he brings a bird chatas and an oila animal. At this point, he no longer has to bring the birds for a Metzaira's first shaving because they were already brought. The concern at the second shaving is that it may be the second shaving of a Metzaira, and for that, he brings the bird chatas. At the third shaving, we need to be concerned that maybe he was tummy, and therefore he brings a bird chatas for that. When he shaves the fourth time, he brings the kabbanis of a Tar Nazir and says, if I was a Nazir at the previous shavings, the oila that was brought then was for the obligation, and this oila is for an adav. If I'm now shaving as a Nazir Tar for the first time, this oila is part of my obligatory karbanis, my obligatory oila. The Braisa then says, if a Nazir is suffic whether he's a Tamei Mace, but he's certain that he's a Metzaira, he may eat Kachem after just 8 days, and his Naziris can be completely done after 67 days. If the Nazir was a suffic Metzaira and definitely Tamei Mace, he may eat Kachem after 37 days and can be completely done with his Naziris after 74 days. If he is certainly a Metzaira and certainly Tamei Mace, he may eat Kachim after 8 days and may complete his Naziris after 44 days. Zachnamar Tamim Yisma Shim Ma'ichai, may a Nazir who is a Metzaira shave his head once for the dual purpose of Metzaira and Naziris? He said this may not be done. They asked him why is this so. He said the shaving of Metzaira is done to allow for the hair growth, whereas the shaving of a Nazir is done to remove the hair. These two different reasons can't be accomplished with one shaving. They asked, that's true of the first shaving of the Metzaira. However, the second shaving is done to remove hair. He replied, the Metzaira shaving is done before the blood offering, and the Nazir shaving is done after the blood offering. Therefore, they cannot be combined into one shaving. So they asked, let the shaving for Metzaira and the shaving for a Nazir Tomei be accomplished with the act of shaving. Rav Shimon Ma'ichai answered, the Metzaira shaving is done before he goes to the mikveh. The Tomei Nazir shaving is done after he goes to the mikveh. Therefore, the two shavings can't be combined into one act of shaving. Rav Chiya taught a brisa which Taka gives these differences. One is before mikveh, the other is after mikveh. One is before the offering of the blood, the other is after the offering of the blood. So this differentiation that we made, Rav Chiya taught actually in a brisa. The Mishnah said, "Shetiglachas hanega v'chulu." Rabbi Yochanan asked, "Are the earlier shavings done for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah, or is it done to remove the hair of tumah? The difference would be whether it must be done with a razor or not. If it's for a mitzvah, a razor is necessary. If it's not, then a razor is not necessary. Really, in truth, his only question is on the tumah dikah for the shaving done for a tumah dikah nazir. Is that does that have to be done with a razor or not? Of course, a tumah dikah nazir we learned that it does, and metzayra of course it does. It's really about the tumah dikah nazir shaving. The tumah dikah nazir shaving, does that have to be done with a razor or not? Rava said, the Brisa said, four shavings with a razor are required. Now, if they're not being done for the mitzvah, the third shaving would not need a razor, meaning for the one that's done for the tumah dikah nazir. We see from here that all shavings are done for the mitzvah, meaning all of them need to be done with a razor. Hanalach perek shnei nazirim.